2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer.
We've got her in the studio. We love having her in here. Mayor of the Central Coast, Jane Smith. Hello.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Lovely to have you in because there's some exciting news we need to talk about. Now, you may have seen these photos. You may not have. If you want to, I think the Express Advocate has a photo on their Facebook page. This is the new Gosford waterfront getting a water park.
Well, yes. Well, it was announced last week and it's really is fantastic news. It's been in the pipeline for a little while, so it's great to see the final design out there.
Now, the design too, the Darkinjung Local Aboriginal Land Council had a say in that, which is really pleasing to hear because, you know, you want it to reflect the local Indigenous community, the culture and the history we have here on the coast, which is really rich. How did that process unfold? Was that something council was a part of or state government?
So it's been a project between three organisations. So council's definitely been involved. Darkinjung, of course, have been involved and the state government. So we've been looking at that design for some months now and it's been out on exhibition as well. So this is the final announcement. It's a beautiful design. So one of the great things I'm really pleased about is it maintains that as open space and it really enhances it as a play space together with Darkinjung's design. And Gavi Duncan in particular, I saw him last Thursday at the announcement and he was pretty excited that it was really reflecting a lot of their input or all of their input and some beautiful artwork there as part of the design.
So exciting.
For anyone that hasn't seen the design or the where it's proposed to be, it's down near the Central Coast Leagues Club field, right?
Yeah.
Which is across the road from Brisbane Water. Mm. And even though it's across the road, the design allows for a tidal influence in the pool where so the tide comes in and out within the park.
Oh, really? So the pool itself, the water play area kind of goes up and down, does it?
Well, it's fantastic. It's this really innovative design that exactly like you said, Rob, where when the tide comes in, it will increase the water. So there are, I guess, water gates of some kind that allow the tide from Brisbane Water to come in and go out.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So and then, for king tides, it's got a maximum of 280 millimetres of depth in the water.
That's perfect.
And can you just imagine sitting there, you know, you got your picnic blanket out. You may need to move it if you get there at mid-tide.
So but the kids, the kids are going to love that. They are going to love splashing around in that.
The kids are going to absolutely love it. I mean, look, there's plenty of trees on this design, on this sort of image of what it will look like. There's plenty of trees, which is good too because we want it to be a green open space, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. So my understanding is there's a bit of an open space where you can kick around a football. There are pathways. There's lots of vegetation. So it'll be revegetated. There's the water play area that has that tidal feature, which will be fantastic.
Yep.
And it's an inclusive space as well. So it's going to accommodate that, you know, special needs as well. So it's fantastic.
Which is really awesome.
An adventure park for the mind.
And that's not the only development that we're hearing about. We wanted to chat to you too about a hotel called St. Hilliers, Central Coast. Now, this one is, I think it's lodging its DA at the moment. Is that right? This is the whole waterfront at Gosford there that we've been talking about redeveloping for years and years and years.
Well, right next to where this park is, okay, just across from the Leagues Club as well. So right at the end of the CBD.
So my understanding, and I haven't seen the design yet, but it's the old Gosford Public School site.
Yep.
So we've got the tax office, we've got the finance office, and I understand St Hilliers wants to put another development next to that. I haven't seen the plans. I think it's really important that the community does go and have a look. I understand it's got some hotel accommodation. We certainly need hotel accommodation in Gosford CBD.
My mum will be there for sure. She's still looking for good reasons to come up and see me. And if I give her a hotel to stay at.
Yeah, hello. Absolutely. But we know that when people come and stay at a hotel at a particular spot, that they go and spend money on food or they go out for a cocktail. And we know that Gosford's starting to have these facilities. So, I mean, are you keen on the idea of a premier hotel on the foreshore there?
Look, I certainly want to have a look at the plans. I think it's about balance and I think the community should go and have a look. I know there'll be some concerns about that location, but I think we need to have a look at it and consider it and see if it complements what's around there. Certainly we need hotel accommodation, absolutely. Absolutely. So maybe this is the right design.
Mm-hmm.
I think need to have a look at it. People need to have a look at it. Consider the traffic. Consider, you know, how it might impact in the surrounding area, whether it complements or whether it presents a problem. I don't know the answer to those questions.
No.
I think people need to have a look.
Yeah. That's well said. But it's great overall to see money being invested in the foreshore and in Gosford. It's great overall to see that we're taking these ideas and going, okay, how about it? Let's talk about a hotel, you know, because we want to see Gosford thriving again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's what Council's really committed to, is that activation of Gosford. We've got a few things happening, the hospital precinct up the other end. We've got Kibble Park, and we want to see that sort of some investment there. We've got the cultural precinct that we're working on. You know, now the announcement of that park, it's fantastic. It's really going to get Gosford going.
Yeah.
There was already a lot happening, but this is going to complement it and take it even further. So that's all good news.
Yeah. And when the train line gets up to speed and gets to its full running capacity, Gosford will be the place to go for your work.
Well, we'll be like an outskirt of Sydney, really, when we get that bullet train. That's the next thing on the agenda, Mayor.
Well, I'll put that on the list.
Put that on the list. That's Mayor Jane Smith joining us in the studio to talk about the new redevelopment, the Gosford Waterfront, getting a new water park.